What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the economic news now. And the other day, in fact, just yesterday, we were talking about how Donald Trump is screaming at countries like China for dumping inexpensive steel on the American market, which means American steel companies cannot compete. And today we're finding out the U.S. Commerce Department is recommending importation curbs on steel and aluminum. And what this basically means is we're going to be cut off from inexpensive sources of these materials and required to buy more expensive products from American producers who may not be producing as high a quality product. I mean, there was a time when American steel really was the best. But all those steel mills have shut down in the Rust Belt. So we're going to be looking at startups here. Now, back in the 1950s, the United States was prosperous because the United States made the best products. And other countries were willing to spend the extra money to get those superior American products. But we don't have that any longer. Our manufacturing has declined over the last 30 years. And American products are now seen as overpriced junk, including our weapons of war. And so now the U.S. government, rather than focus on restoring quality manufacturing in this country, is embarking on a program of protectionism. And we, the people, will pay the price for it with more costly and potentially inferior products. It's not going to stop with the steel and aluminum. Now, apparently, China isn't the only place that we're having a trade war with. Apparently, the European Union is gearing up for a trade war with the U.S., and is saying they're going to fight fire with fire if Washington carries out its threat to introduce import barriers to steel and aluminum products from Europe. It's not just from China that's coming on out. Apparently, they've already slapped trade sanctions on Harley motorcycles and Jack Daniels. And trade wars have a very bad habit of becoming real wars. And especially in this charged climate, that's a short drive. What can I tell you here? Another article coming out of Investment Watch blog. Are we really seeing a housing recovery? A lot of people are talking about, oh, there's a housing recovery. Or is it really just another inflationary cycle driven by the Federal Reserve? Because everyone talks about inflation and how bad it is, and it is bad. It's like a hidden tax, because the more they inflate the money supply, the money you already have in your pocket that you already worked for, that you've got buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, loses real value. So it's like a hidden tax. Where does the inflation come from? From the Federal Reserve. Cranking up the printing presses or typing more zeros into the computer. You can stop inflation immediately. Just tell the Federal Reserve, you can't do this anymore. You can't create money out of thin air that doesn't have anything underneath supporting it. Economically, this country is in a huge mess. We had that caller before was talking about $23 trillion in national debt. It's actually worse than that. When you figure in the unfunded mandates, it's over $100 trillion. And they're fudging the books on the unemployment. They're fudging the books on the rate of inflation. And let's see how the stock market ended up today. It ended up, bad. Dow down 254. That's going to make people very, very nervous. We all know it's coming here. Even Walmart is in trouble right now. We keep talking about these iconic retailers who are going out of business. Yesterday we were talking about how Kentucky Fried Chicken has literally had to shut down two-thirds of its stores. Apparently the problem is with their supply chain, because they hired DHL to make sure chicken was being brought to the restaurants, and apparently DHL has somehow messed up. They don't have enough trucks set aside. And apparently that some of the Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurants, they're literally going out to the local supermarkets to buy chicken, which, of course, means they're going to be much less profitable. But for all those stores that are closed, those people are now out of work. They're not being paid while the stores are closed. So over at Walmart, they're in trouble. They've missed their earnings. And again, everybody is now going back and revising the fourth quarter numbers from last year, meaning the holiday shopping season, and they're all being revised downward. So Walmart is in serious trouble. Now, apparently up in Portland, they're dealing with the problem of abandoned recreational vehicles. Now, recreational vehicles, of course, they're very expensive to buy. They're very expensive to maintain. And for those vehicles that have come from companies that are no longer in business, you can't even get the parts for them. So apparently there's just a bunch of these abandoned RVs. A lot of homeless people are living in them, which I think is a good thing. But Portland doesn't know what they're going to do with them. It's going to be very expensive. These are big, heavy vehicles, and they don't know what they're going to be able to do with them. You could send me one, actually. Little one, just a little one here. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the nation, the broadcast, the network. Sorry, I'm reading ahead, looking at what my next story is going to be. Up in the Bay Area, NBC did a story about conditions in the streets of downtown San Francisco. Now, Claire and I were there back when I worked on The Day After Tomorrow, and we loved the place. But apparently it has gone downhill. This NBC investigation covered more than 150 blocks, including some of the city's top tourist destinations. And they found drug needles, garbage, and feces just lining the streets. It is a huge, huge mess, and it's being compared to some of the worst slums in the world. And partly it's the declining economy and declining tax revenues. And the other part of it, of course, is the influx of illegal immigrants and refugees and no money to improve the infrastructure. I was talking to somebody the other day about our problems with our car and just our observation that people are driving crazy and and for all I know, they're on antidepressants as well, and how much nicer it was when we moved here about 20 years ago. And this other person made the observation, well, 20 years ago, we only had half the people, and the roads were adequate for that. But the roads have not been improved. In fact, we've got the worst roads in the entire country, according to the National Transportation Safety Board, the Department of Transportation, rather. In fact, we hit a gigantic pothole when we were out on Saturday, and Claire, unfortunately, has re-injured her back. Now, they're trying to build this light rail system, but that's billions over budget, years behind schedule, and there's a very real possibility it may never be finished. There's a big argument right now over having the entire thing go through a forensic audit because nobody knows where a lot of this money went. And, of course, the company that's building the light rail is saying, no, you can't audit us. You'll just slow us down even more. So we may have a rail, this eyesore concrete thing. And, of course, we've lost a lane of traffic along Kamehameha Highway where it runs. And that's all torn up as well. The infrastructure has not kept up with the population growth, and that has been exacerbated by the flood of illegal immigrants into California. That's where a lot of the homelessness is coming from. Los Angeles, huge number of homeless people there. Everyone says something has to be done. What do we do? There are no jobs. All the money is going for war. People are just piling up in the streets or living in these abandoned recreational vehicles. The only thing, at least our local government does, is try and keep them away from the tourist areas. That's not a solution. but our infrastructure is going to collapse. It's not being maintained. And yes, Trump has come on out and acknowledged our infrastructure is in serious shape, and he's pledged a small amount of money, really a token, to try and get some things fixed. But it's nowhere near enough. The country needs a complete rebuild from top to bottom. Now, here's another area where I'm very disappointed with Donald Trump. Apparently, Trump's lawyers are protecting Obama's claim of having the power to import limitless foreign graduates for U.S. employers. And Trump's lawyers are defending Obama's claim that every administration can displace U.S. professionals by granting work permits to an unlimited number of foreign white-collar workers. And again, what are these people thinking? We have American kids who've gone to college. They've gone heavily into debt. They come on out of college, and the few jobs that are actually out there are now being held by these foreign kids. And that's not healthy. And yes, unfortunately, sadly, it's true that all these years of Common Core and declining education in this country, our college graduates just aren't up to the standards of these foreign graduates. And that's a failure, not just of Trump, not just of Obama, but every single administration going back years. They didn't want to educate, they wanted to indoctrinate. Well, how can you run an economy with people who are indoctrinated to believe certain things, to be liberal snowflakes? You can't. Like I was talking about that story from Yale University offering a course in whiteness. How do you get a job with that? You don't. It's a joke. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, if we're going to San Francisco, we got to replace flowers in your hair with wearing a nuclear biological chemical warfare suit because that's where it looks like it's headed.
Yes.
What a joke. It's bad in New York too. You know, it's all the democratically run cities. You know, Chicago.
Yes.
I mean it's the Democrats' fault, but it's also it's our government's fault. The Republicans,
yes.
The Democrats, because they have basically laid waste to our infrastructure, our manufacturing. They got kickbacks, payoffs. And the places are all rotting away. The Rust Belt,
yes.
You're right, Mike, it would take so much money to rebuild fat. Like, you'd have to knock those buildings down. People don't realize, you can't, those buildings got to be knocked down. They're full of asbestos, and they're dangerous. They got to knock them down,
yes.
They got to put new buildings. They're never going to be having new factories, Mike. I hate to tell people that. It's just, I can't see it.
Well, if we would stop going around the world plunging our collective nose into other countries' business, if we were to end all these wars and all these foreign military bases, we would have enough money to start working to put this nation back together. But as long as everybody thinks a war is their best solution, they won't look at any other possible solutions out there. We'll just start a war, and that'll distract everybody.
Yeah, but the problem is, it's going to be a nuclear war, and there ain't going to be nobody left to do any reconstruction at that point. You know, I mean,
it could be a real life on the beach.
Mike, what a joke. Like, the homeless people, I feel sorry for them, you know, because we talked about this before. Prices of real estate go up, but the problem is people can't afford to rent. There's people living in RVs or small trailers working in Silicon Valley. I don't know if people are aware of that.
I mean, the wealth inequality is fully on display there in Silicon Valley. The CEOs, executive officers of all these companies are multimillionaires, if not billionaires, and their own employees are, you know, again, as you said, they live in the cars while they have a full-time job at places like Google.
And, Mike, I wanted to just explain to people, inflation, basically, the prices of stuff's not going up. It's the value of the dollar is going down.
Yes.
That's inflation. You know, the prices are not going up. It's just the dollar's being devalued to be less what it's worth. And I don't know if anybody noticed, but when you buy like a Maxwell House coffee or something like that, it's slightly smaller at the same price, you know.
Yes.
Or hamburger rolls are like the size of like White Castle rolls now, like some of them, you know. I mean,
well,
even
at McDonald's, the Big Mac hamburger, somebody set up a website. Apparently, it was a lifelong McDonald's worker, and he basically kept the boxes that were used to wrap the Big Mac sandwiches, and he basically showed them how they just were shrinking a little bit year after year after year. I mean, I remember when the Big Mac first came out, it was gigantic, and it wasn't all that expensive. And today, it's this little tiny thing. And, you know, very expensive.
Instead of where's the beef, where's the roll? hey, Mike, eventually when you go buy a paper towel, roll of paper towels, there's going to be one sheet in there.
it's
going to
be like that. We've noticed lately we had to re-engineer our toilet paper holders in the bathroom because it was originally just the one that would stick a little cup into both ends of the roll. And now the rolls have been made slightly narrower, and you try and pull the paper, and it falls off. So I had to put in one of those with the solid rod all the way through the middle.
And, Mike, I just want to say real quick, if we have a trade war with either Europe or China, we'll lose because we just don't have the manufacturing to compete against them. So a trade war would crush us. I mean, we're already being, like, boxed in. You know, I mean, I don't know I do know how these people will react in Washington. You know, but like trade war, we'll lose. You know, there's just no way now. You know, it's not the same country we used to be in the, you know, up to the
not 50s. By a long shot. Not by a long shot.
All right, thanks,
and,
Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And I mean, just look at our trade imbalance. It's gigantic. I used to think it was $1.5 billion a day flowing out of the country, but apparently it's actually a lot higher than that. We're going to take another phone call from Steve Elkins. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Dustin's hit the nail right on the head. I would refer to that as kind of an inverse inflation, not because of the rising prices, but the falling dollar. He's very correct on that. Hey, you mentioned about the work visas and defending Obama's policies in the past, the Trump team now. And I had a caller last week that mentioned twice that he was forced out of his job for basically outsourcing his job to a foreign market that came in. And he had to train his predecessor who was taking his job, or if he did not and refused to do so, he wouldn't get his severance pay and leave. But and that's what a tactic that is, to strong-arm you, to train the guy who's going to replace you. But, you know, here we're seeing these school shootings, if this was indeed a true one. I think it was a false flag. It looks all that way. But, you know, we haven't heard in a long time the old term going postal. And I think we may see that happening again with, you know, the higher-ups in white-collar who are being replaced for cheaper outsourced labor. I wouldn't be surprised. I think every man has his breaking point. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing some white-collar people just flipping out and saying, you know, I'm going to come back to work and I'm going to take care of some of these people who've ruined my life, ruined my career, ruined my livelihood. We haven't seen that yet, but don't count it out.
There have already been a few incidents, including one here in Hawaii a few years ago, where that happened. Again, they don't get reported. Nothing gets reported on the corporate media unless it serves somebody's political agenda. And otherwise, it's like the old Pravda and Izvestia during Soviet times. It's all fluffy news. It's all happy news. They don't report the bad stuff. I notice the media is still obsessed over Fergie's bad performance of the national anthem, which apparently was so bad, the NFL players stood up again. So... That's what the media does. Four disasters followed by a fashion show.
Yeah. Hey, last question for you. And I wanted to ask this because I took over from Michael Herzog.
I'm going to have to hold you over the commercial break. Steve,
sure,
I'm going to have to hold you over the commercial break. Don't go away. I'll come right back to you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still talking with Steve Elkins. And Steve, you had one more thing you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I covered kind of this topic a little bit today. I was Michael Herzog on his show today, covering for him. But a question I have, and I would just like to see get your opinion on it, but the question is, with these PSYOPs, these false flag operations where a team comes in and they're given a mission to kill, and even children or anybody, how in the heck do you think they accomplished that brainwashing to these guys to carry out these missions? I mean, we're talking MK Ultra. How are they possibly? Has this been reinstated? The MK Ultra program? Is there something going on that they're able to brainwash people to carry out these terrible things? I'm just blown away that people could do this.
Well, probably a lot of these operatives are former military, spec ops people. You know, trained snipers, so they're used to killing people on command, and they've gotten over the remorse that people feel about it. It's just another job and just another designated target. But again, going back to that 1991 book, Behold a Pale Horse, the specific mention was made that there were very powerful drugs that could be given to these people that would make them more willing to kill. We know that's certainly true with the prescription antidepressants.
Right. It just blows me away that somebody could do these things. You know, we're not talking about the enemy on the other side, another country. We're talking about victimizing your own people. I mean, they must have families, they must have children, and how they can be brought to carry out these. I mean, basically, they're no better than the psychopath serial killer that kills while he's traveling along the road and throwing the body off to the side. I mean, this is kind of the same mindset of a serial killer to kill with no remorse. It's amazing.
Well, I'm sure the government, you know, looks for such people, you know, to put onto these teams, and they recruit people who are willing to do these kinds of things, and they're very well paid. And like I said, probably a lot of them are former military, and they may also be very, you know, stoned on certain drugs at the same time. You and I find it very impossible to think about doing something like that, but for somebody who is a trained professional killer, it's not a question of country and flag. It's, you know, what's the next target? What's the next target? What's the next target?
Amazing. Amazing. That's it, Mike. Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to start with Rick in North Carolina. And, Rick, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Just had a different – I'm changing the subject a little bit. I've been watching YouTube a lot lately, and I'm seeing these guys doing these First Amendment audits on the police stations and military bases. I don't know if you're aware of it, but it appears to be a fairly good idea because they're streaming live and it's kind of keeping the cops and stuff on the up and up, not being able to shoot them like sometimes they'll do. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but it just looked like a good thing maybe to help kind of take things back a little bit.
No, I wasn't aware of that. I do know that when you're in the military or the government, especially if you have a clearance, live streaming a video is going to get you in trouble.
Yeah, actually, it seems to be helping them because they're able to stand their ground and not get arrested and put in jail for doing a First Amendment activity that's been, you know, it's part of our laws that we're able to do that, go out and see them, the officers, in action.
Okay, well, certainly worth looking for.
I'll send you a link if I know sometimes you say you don't like to open stuff up, and I don't blame you, but I'll send you something, recognize my name, and maybe you'll look at it.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Now, over in Great Britain, apparently things are getting very tense regarding the Brexit. In fact, it's reaching a dangerous point. The negotiators are still negotiating the soft Brexit, and apparently the latest impasse is the so-called Brexit divorce bill. Now, none of this was actually in the Charter for the European Union. The article that says you can leave simply says you can leave. There's nothing in there about a divorce bill, but Brussels is taking the position that Great Britain needs to pay Brussels for permission to leave, which has got a lot of people very upset. And apparently Brussels keeps asking for more and more money, to the point where Julia Hartley Brewer basically went on a rant and told Brussels they can F off. So it's getting a little bit testy. Now, one of the pieces of propaganda that Brussels has been using to try and reverse Brexit was to describe people who voted for the Brexit as uneducated and ignorant, and really too stupid to be allowed into a voting booth. But apparently, some of Britain's best and brightest minds have banded together to form a new pro-Brexit group, specifically to counteract the propaganda that Brexit supporters are dim-witted. These are some very intelligent people, and they're making a very good case why Brexit is good for Great Britain. And it really, really is. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And to sort of move backward in the talking points a bit, the Clinton people, the Clinton camp, are already out there saying that Mueller's Russian indictments are a complete vindication of everything that they've been saying about Donald Trump collusion and Russian hacking. No, they're not. They're merely indictments. And there doesn't seem to be anything to back them up, because the indictment was basically a cut and paste from this 2015 article on Radio Free Europe's website. And when he came out with those things, I said, this is a pure political theater. There's never going to be any actual trials. This is just so Hillary's people can say what they're already out there starting to say. Now, I'm getting a report here that the Department of Justice is getting ready to subpoena James Comey, Clapper, and Brennan for another round of testimony in the Steele dossier FISA probe. So that's what's happening over there. Getting on back to Great Britain and Brexit, there's a very alarming story. And again, it shows how far people are apparently willing to go to get their way against the will of the voters. And apparently there is a group called Renew Britain, and it's described the new anti-Brexit party as the military arm of the Remain movement, whose stated purpose will be to threaten sitting MPs who back Brexit. and basically try and get them to reconsider and change their vote ahead of the parliamentary vote. Now, I'm not really sure about the laws in Great Britain. It's been many years since I was there. But I'm pretty certain, it's safe to assume, that there are laws against threatening members of parliament, just like there are laws against threatening members of Congress. But, I mean, this is how desperate these people are to keep pushing their dream of a global new world order. And I'm sure that Soros is behind this. And now he's got to worry about a Frexit. Apparently, Le Pen's former aide, Marine Le Pen's former aide, Florian Philippot, is calling for France to leave the EU, saying, we just can't continue. Leaving the EU is the only way to save France. And France has also been hit hard by this open border policy. In Paris, there's violence, feces on the street, trash everywhere. And France depends quite a bit on tourism for its revenue. And now one of the biggest tourist attractions in the entire nation is being deteriorated the same way that San Francisco is. So Florian went on to say that patriotism is the policy of the future. Ooh, bad nationalist, no cookie. Now here's an interesting little story, came out of FortRus.com. Swiss parliamentarians rush to oversee that Putin doesn't cheat. As you know, on March 18th, Russia's going to have their elections. Putin is running for another term of office. And so there's a delegation of Swiss parliamentarians that will participate as observers to make sure everything is on the up and up. And the Russian Central Election Commission is allowing about 1,000 foreign observers to monitor the elections. Now, this is all voluntary on behalf of the RCEC. It's not coerced, as some Western media have implied. What I want to know is, where were all the foreign impartial observers during the 2016 election here in the U.S.? Oh, that's right. They were forbidden to come here. Saudi Arabia is now out there saying that European businesses are helping Iran finance terrorism. And they're out there saying that a large percentage of the Iranian economy is controlled by the Revolutionary Guards and companies associated with the Guards. And we believe that any dealings with those companies only serve to enrich the Revolutionary Guards and cause them to cause more mischief within the region and the world. Now, a couple of problems with that. By the way, this is Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeer in an interview on CNBC. A couple of problems. Iran isn't the one running all over the place causing mischief. The gold medal for mischief making goes to the United States. Israel's going to have to settle for the silver. But what they're setting up here is twofold. A call for more sanctions against Iran by Europe, which so far has refused to go along because they've suffered so bad from all the other sanctions going on. And, of course, it's part of the propaganda run-up. Iran is bad. Iran is evil. Iran is bad. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest against another country in 200 years. It's not in their nature. It's not in their nature. Now, getting on back to the United Nations, you guys are going to love this one. The United Nations top children's rights campaigner has been arrested for pedophilia. And he was arrested for raping a 12-year-old boy, and he's admitted to five other rapes as well. This is Peter Newell. And he wrote the manual on children's rights that was published by UNICEF. One of our callers was talking about losing our moral compass. Yeah. I want to know if this guy was on prescription antidepressants, because I think that is a real major problem. And it explains a lot of the bizarre behavior that we're seeing. Because one of these things, these medications do, it gets in the way of impulse control. You'll get an impulse, you just go with it. One of the stories from SSRIstories.org is about a kid who attempted suicide. And they got to him in time. When it was all over, they said, "Why'd you do it?" And he said, "I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I went with it." We all know about the mass shootings associated with these drugs. We know about the suicides associated with these drugs. But it's not a binary situation. You're perfectly okay, now you're a mass shooter. It's a continuum. And there are other areas where these medications are going to change your behavior. How you work, how you think, how you drive. And of course, there's the issue that there's no moral guidance left in society. Both parents have to work. Kids are being raised by TV and social media. They're not getting any moral education. Religion is on the wane. And kids, everybody's looking at our political leaders and realizing they don't have a moral compass. And it works for them. They're rich. Why should I be a moral human being if being immoral is the way to fame and fortune? But I do have an issue with hurting children. Now, I used to live in Los Angeles. I'm an easygoing guy, whatever consenting adults want to do. 3 or 4 common household appliances. Fine. I don't care. Little children, some very primitive instincts kick in. Because it's not just the fact of the sex and the power. You're stealing their youth and innocence from them. And once you do that, they can't get it back. It's like when you find out the red elf at the North Pole doesn't really exist. You can't go back to believing. Now, Vladimir Putin has done something I absolutely agree with. First offender pedophiles are sentenced to life in prison. And hopefully that's going to deter some of this behavior out there. Because it's not just being in prison. Prison populations, they have a hierarchy. There's a social order based on the crime that you've committed. And child molesters are right at the very bottom. And they get abused a lot. So good for Vlad on that one. Now, over at Oxfam, which is supposed to be this charity helping the Haitians, it came out a short while ago that the staff down in Haiti were living in luxury accommodations and having some wild parties that included prostitutes. And apparently about 7,000 people have now canceled their regular donations to Oxfam. Yeah, of course, if you donate to a charity, you want the money to go to the charity. And a lot of charities, well, look at the Clinton Foundation, for example. And there was that big stink, I think it was about 3 years ago, where this company that ran 8 different cancer charities just kept the money for themselves. None of it was donated to cancer or cancer patients. If you want to help your community, go out and get directly involved. Don't just sit there, write a check, and think you've done all you can do. And prior to Claire taking on her choir, we would spend that night at the food distribution at the local church, actually making sure that the food we had bought got to those people. There were no shenanigans going on over there. We're going to take a phone call from James in Tokyo. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Sorry about your car. I have to apologize. I didn't realize it was yours.
Okay. Well, listen, as long as I got you on the line, could you send me back my night eyeglasses? They were in the driver's side door pocket, and I really do need those.
You got it. Hey, you sound a lot better than last month, but to make sure that you're the real Rivero and not a Russian clone from chaos, please respond to the following code. it sometimes rains in Tokyo. But anyway, I want to talk about the Florida shooting.
Okay.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Florida, not about the shooting, but he asked me, did you hear about the shooting? And I said, yes, I did. And he said, my kids went to that school. And, well, he's a sheriff. And he said, I was one of the respondents. And I asked him, you know, I saw on the internet and stuff that one of the students said that they were walking with the shooter and she heard gunshots. And another person said, multiple shooters. What do you say about that? He said, it's all BS because the school. I said, how do you know? He said, because the school had it all down on video. So he kind of put that that thing to rest.
Well, we haven't seen the video just yet. And, I mean, we have seen the video of the girl saying that she was talking to the guy. We know that this David Hogg, who's the darling of the corporate media, apparently his father's an FBI agent. His mother's a VIP at CNN. In fact, somebody just sent me some photos of this kid actually at CNN, you know, walking around with the plastic tags and everything. So apparently he's looking at a career in the corporate media already.
Well, I'm just telling you what my friend said, and I've known him for 34 years. He's an ex-Marine, really honest guy. And that's what he told me. So, you know, he said he saw it. And I don't know why the media hasn't mentioned it, but I'm sure it'll come out. I guess they don't want to show everybody it because it's so terrible. It was actually so bad. My friend said, you know, tomorrow I'm taking off and from work. I'm just going to go fishing. It was really bad to see. So, you know, bad stuff.
Okay.
So I just want to let it know. And I'm glad that you're feeling better, and I hope Claire gets better.
Me too.
All right. Take care, Mike. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Yeah, unfortunately, because of that gigantic pothole, it was big enough to have an echo. I didn't see it in time to swerve around it, and we hit it, and Claire, her back is messed up again. She was just starting to get better. So we're back to square one, and I hope we're not going to have to do the laser spine surgery, but it just is taking a very, very long time to heal. All right, getting on back to the news, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. It's February, as you already know, and down under in New Zealand, it's snowing. Now, they're still in their summer, and they have got this huge cold snap, and apparently some of New Zealand's ski fields are thinking about opening early this year. Human-caused global warming strikes again. Now, Dellingpole is out there with another article. This is over at Breitbart.com, and once again, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has been caught cooking the books on global warming. Well, they're not cooking it in the warming side. What they're doing is they're leaving out some of the extreme cold and snow that we've been going through this winter and basically trying to change the lines to make it look like if it isn't getting warmer, at least it's not getting colder. Now, the fact that NOAA is doing this signals that global warming is still in some manner an official project to get us to pay carbon taxes and to let some global authority tell us how to live our lives. And there's another article that came on out that I think really shows what's going on. And this was over in Waking Times. And it says, why scientific peer review is a sham. And it talks about the fact that originally peer review was a means of validating scientific theory. You would do your experiment. You'd write your report. It would be sent to a publication. They would send it to a group of other scientists who would say and say, check this out. Look for mistakes in the numbers and give us a review. And if all those other scientists came back and said this looks legit, then you were published. And that's the way you're supposed to check against bogus science. But unfortunately, over the last several years, that peer review process has become compromised. And the list of scientists that these papers are sent to are usually agenda-driven. For example, papers on global cooling are sent to scientists who are supporters of global warming. And as a result, the process has become corrupted. And this is why I think that everybody should know their own science. We should be teaching it in school so that we stop being forced to rely on some guy with a clipboard and a white laboratory coat to tell us what's going on. Because we know we get lied to a lot about global warming, about vaccines, and so forth. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line as soon as we return from these words from our sponsors.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to go to the phones with Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. What's on my mind, Mike, is the early report that you, in the first hour of your show, and you spoke about Syria possibly joining the SDF and the PKK and the rest of the Kurds. I'm not buying it. The Kurds have already been busted using Syrian flags to keep the Turks from bombing them and saying that they've cut a deal with the Syrian Arab Army, which nobody has been able to factualize just yet. Okay, and two, you don't have Putin or Iran saying anything about Turkey bombing Syria. So that tells me this is another psychic warfare job, and they're trying. And the U.S. and Israel is behind it, and they're trying to get Turkey and Syria to fight one another. And as long as I don't see Putin,
they've already succeeded. They've already succeeded because Turkey is bombarding Syrian positions inside Syria. Now, nobody said that SDK and anything had come on board. It was simply Syria's government forces made a deal with the Kurds to come on into Afrin and push Turkey back, at which point Turkey has started shooting. So the shooting is already underway.
Yeah, the shooting may be underway, but what I'm saying is pay close attention to what Putin is, because Putin has been on the phone with Erdogan, and let's see what Putin says about it. But your point is well taken, but let's just see how it shakes out. And the second thing is
Before we go to the second thing here, I'm sure that Putin is trying to get Erdogan to back down because Putin understands this is a flashpoint that the U.S. is going to exploit to come on back into Syria, try and get Assad, possibly start shooting at more Russians.
Well, yeah, definitely. But, if I think Erdogan, he may be crazy, but he's not that crazy. He don't want to have to deal with Putin a second time. So if we can go to the second thing about the guy who wrote the child protection laws over at the UNICEF or whatever, I'm not buying that it's psychotropic drugs. Some people are some men are into women, some men are into men. I just read an article where, some people just busted the gardener for, having sex with their dog. The landscaping guy for having sex with their dog. But like you, I draw the line on children, okay? And I say to Vladimir Putin, cast them down with the rest of the sodomite. In fact, cast them so deep that they will never be able to see doors or windows again. And I don't care if they incarnate in their next life on the same level with the rest of the sodomites, where they can just eat each other alive, however they do it. But the thing is that, that there's no excuse for that. There's no, to ruin a young soul like that, there's just no excuse for it.
I absolutely agree. But I still think it's legitimate to ask in all of these cases of this bizarre behavior, if in fact prescription antidepressants represent a contributing factor. Anyway, Lenny, we got to let you go. Got to do station ID, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.